Welcome, cheerful viewers, to this edition of Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Uganda is a splendid East African nation that is nicknamed the Pearl of Africa. The landlocked country can be described as a large plateau bordered by lakes, volcanic highlands, and mountain ranges such as the Rwenzori Mountains, one of the highest ranges in Africa. Today we'll visit the Uganda Wildlife Education Center, or UWEC, near Lake Victoria. It is comprised of 72 hectares of beautiful land featuring Uganda's three major ecosystems: wetland, savanna, and forest. Approximately 500 different plant species can be viewed at the center, as well as some 400 indigenous land animal species and 250 bird species. Established in 1952, the center has become one of the most respected biodiversity conservation education institutions in Africa. The center is well known for rescuing and successfully rehabilitating injured, orphaned, and illegally trafficked animals. When Supreme Master Chinghai learned of UWEC rescuing 140 smuggled African grey parrots, she contributed $5,000 to support the center's efforts to rehabilitate these noble birds. Today, Jimmy Awani, the center's registrar and an animal caregiver, will graciously introduce us to the sanctuary's chimpanzees. Wild chimps in Uganda once lived happily in the nation's vast forests, but over the years, many trees have been felled for farming and other activities. Thus, the animals have been driven from their natural homes, and populations have tremendously declined. The primates are also in danger as they are illegally hunted for their meat.
Chimps in Uganda and generally in the world, they are endangered. In Uganda, the last census made a population of about 4,500 were counted living in the wild.
The DNA of chimpanzees and humans is approximately 98% identical. And just as we do, chimps interact through kissing, embracing, patting each other on the back, touching hands, and tickling. The chimpanzees at the center live together as a family.
There are about 14, and all of them, with the exception of only one, all of them have been rescued, and some of them have been unraised. One was born here in our facility. So all these animals, you can imagine, they are coming from different backgrounds, but they have found themselves in here, they have accepted themselves. They live as one family. If one person is sick, the rest of other animals feel so bad. If somebody is not eating, they feel so bad. If somebody is like injured, they become very concerned.
Chimpanzees are known for their high intelligence, an ability to make and use tools for specific purposes. For example, they have been observed setting nuts between the roots of trees and cracking the shells open with rocks, using twigs to fan flies away, and also drinking tea by dipping chewed up leaves in water.
So, I just want to demonstrate something to you. I want to try to see how these guys are very close to us in the way they do their some of the things. Apparently the chimps can do almost anything except they do not know how to swim. But they can always try from here. We have always often seen them using stick to see how deep the water is. Normally they do that, and the food that falls in the mud, in the water, they have always used their brain, and that's what I want you to see.
Aluma is the oldest chimpanzee at the Uganda Wildlife Education Center.
oldest is about 48 years now. That's the oldest we have in here, and I think he's a record holder. He's the oldest chimp in captivity in Uganda. I think he's also the oldest chimp in East and Central Africa. So we have looked after him. He has seen a lot of things, and sometimes he tries to even mentor the colleagues that are in the group. He does not like fighting. He does not want the young baby chimps to fight. So they're really good. They're really good. Come on. Come on. That's Aluma, that guy there. Somebody was keeping Aluma in western part of Uganda. They taught him so many things, human way of life. And he got imprinted to human being. But they never met, you know, the nutritional requirement of Aluma. They basically gave Aluma poor food when she was still young. All the bad thing, they tied him with a rope. He had scabies on the body. He had minor wound and dental problems. So when he was rescued and brought to Uganda Wildlife Education Center, he was put under rehab at the quarantine unit for about 3 months. He was put under intensive care. The nutritional part was improved. But one thing that he has not forgotten, he still thinks he's a human being. Sometimes he had loved to walk on two legs, like human beings. He loved to eat posho or bread, this kind of African food. But due to good rehabilitation techniques that we have, he has returned to his normal life. He now knows how to eat leaves. He now knows how to pick things. So he's a good guy now.
Let's get to know some of the other members of the center's chimpanzee family.
Matoki is now the in-charge, he's the boss, he's the father. And in many cases, no matter what they do, is they try to give respect to somebody who is big, somebody who is old in the family. And you can only do something when he has given you a go ahead to do so. So that's why everybody's calm, but they're fearing if I pick, the big boss is going to, you know. So they're allowing the big boss to pick. So they're peacefully kind of watching him. See, they see they've handed over the stick. And that's the grandpa. The grandpa is the Zakayo. His name is Zakayo. He's the oldest guy who kind of handed over the affairs of running a family to Matoki. He said, I'm now old enough. Since you are young, take charge of protecting the family. But the wisdom of teaching people good manners is him in charge. Is him who teaches young one to behave well. And that guy is called Shaka. The name Shaka in African history referred to a great leader, Shaka Zulu, in South Africa. So we derive his name because he's born here. He was born in 2003. Yeah, he's about 8 years now. But you can see how big he is already. Because of a good peace of mind, he's grown so fast. And the youngest is called Achan. That's the youngest. She's about 4 years. She was unraised from here. She was found abandoned. And the most intriguing part of our work here is from the time when we rescue these animals to the time when we take them for rehabilitation, the quarantine, then the time for integration. The time when we bring the new personality into the existing group, that's the time. That's the time you get to see the love.
What sort of food is provided to the chimps at the sanctuary?
We have a fridge to put like fruits and other stuff frozen for enrichment purposes. Here we cook porridge. It's kind of a concoction of a lot of stuff. Say, it's a millet flour, mixed with soya. You mix it with milk. Then you get that concoction, what we call porridge. And it's very, very nutritious for animals. So here we have purely vegetarian. Sugarcane, we have watermelons, we have pineapples, we've got mangoes, we have bananas, we have oranges, we have carrots, we have onions in here. Bananas. We have papaya. This one is eggplant, cucumber. Over there we have some bit of radical cabbages, maize.
Even though they have undergone rehabilitation, the chimpanzee residents are kept at the center rather than being reintroduced back into nature. Mr. Anaway now explains why.
So with these guys, you see, we cannot release them in the wild because we don't have yet a proper place to release them. Secondly, live in captivity, their life has greatly changed. It has greatly changed. We have influenced it. So it makes it a bit difficult. If we are to release them back, it would be like kind of experimental thing that need big, big, big forest. So that's a big challenge. And that's why we always say, as Conservation Education Center, we keep telling people, leave the homes for wild animals to them. Let's use the space we have in a more sustainable way, so that these animals can also have space. Because when the place is protected, they're helping us protect. We know the values that trees give to human beings in terms of climate modification. But when they're there, we can also, you know, go and interact with them, see them, in create a form of tourism for people. But if you destroy everything, then no tourism, no interaction between people, and life will be meaningless without nature. So this is the perfect time that the world and need to change their minds and refocus their energy into conservation that makes the planet green.
Jimmy Owani, our sincere appreciation goes to you and the rest of the staff at the Uganda Wildlife Education Center for your steadfast commitment to providing the very best living environment for the center's rescued animals. May UX successfully continue its fine program to acquaint the public with our chimpanzee friends so as to improve our relationship with our close, precious primate relatives. With lots of love and gratitude for the noble work, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring the Uganda Wildlife Education Center with the Shining World Compassion Award, along with an additional $10,000. For more information on the Uganda Wildlife Education Center, please visit www.urec.ug. Thank you for joining us today on Animal World or Co-Inhabitants. May all animal families prosper under the rays of the glorious sun.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.